with SRN News. I'm John Scott. As students return to Columbia, where a campus protest movement was launched last year, they're bracing for new disruptions. Julie Walker has more.
Administrators say they are seeking to de-escalate tensions while circulating new guidance on protests. But student organizers say they will not be deterred by the new rules and will continue their activism until their demands are met. Some Jewish students, meanwhile, have accused the university of being too lenient with the student protesters. A spokesperson for Columbia says they're prepared for a range of scenarios. Julie Walker, New York.
And the demonstrations have already started, with one reported at Columbia this morning. Also at SRNnews.com, in consumer news, federal regulators have tied another death to dangerous Takata airbag inflators.
The driver was killed in 2018 in Alabama in a Honda vehicle. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the death underscores the need for people to replace recalled airbag inflators. Takata used ammonium nitrate to create a small explosion to inflate airbags in a crash, but the chemical can deteriorate over time due to high heat and humidity and explode with too much force. That can blow apart a metal canister and send shrapnel into the passenger compartment. This death is the 28th caused by a Takata airbag inflator. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Thousands of workers at 24 hotels remain on strike in some major travel destinations, including San Francisco and San Diego in California, Hawaii's capital city Honolulu, Boston, Seattle, and Greenwich, Connecticut. The strike comes as 40,000 Unite Here hotel workers across 20 cities face expiring contracts. The Dow is down 463 points. This is SRN News. The states are sorting themselves out when it comes to abortion.
According to data from the Society of Family Planning, the number of abortions is increasing the most in California, New York, New Jersey, and Illinois. Abortion numbers are declining the most in Texas, Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, and Louisiana. The report also indicates that more and more women are using drugs to end their pregnancies rather than surgery. Abortion pills now account for more than half of all abortions in the U.S. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The New Hampshire Supreme Court has upheld a school district's policy aimed at barring parents from being informed if their child is living as the opposite sex at school. In a 3-1 opinion, the court upheld a lower court's dismissal of a lawsuit filed by the mother of a Manchester school district student. She sued after inadvertently discovering that teachers were helping her child live as the opposite sex during school hours. This is SRN News. A long-delayed trial begins this week for a man who killed 10 people in a supermarket in Boulder, Colorado.
No one disputes that Ahmad Al-Aliwi Alisa opened fire at a King Super supermarket in Boulder, Colorado in 2021. He's pleading not guilty by reason of insanity to 10 counts of first-degree murder, 15 counts of attempted murder, and other offenses. Survivor Emily Giffen recalled that fateful day.
He went hunting in a barrel full of fish. Like, nobody was prepared.
Prosecutors will argue Alisa had been planning the shooting, researching things like what kinds of bullets are the most deadly, and the defense plans to focus on his mental state. I'm Jennifer King.
A woman was intoxicated while using a partially automated driving system when she caused a March highway crash in Philadelphia that killed two people. Ford Mustang Mach-E driver Dimple Patel has turned herself in to face multiple charges, including two counts of homicide. More details at SRNnews.com.